Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
Hey, Shannon, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Lovely.
Good. So what are you up to today?
I am sitting at work waiting to go in.
I was going to ask if you were working this week. I know a lot of people are just taking the week off. They're like, it's a holiday week. Taking the whole damn thing off.
Yeah.
But not for you.
Nope, I'm here through Wednesday.
All right.
Same here.
Yep.
What kind of work do you do?
I work for Focal Point Eye Care.
That sounds like fun. Is it fun?
It is fun.
You enjoy what you do? That makes it a little bit easier to have to go there every single day, doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Four.
Do you always start with two? I feel like whenever they do that whole peripheral vision thing, it's always two, four.
Not necessarily. We try to switch it up.
Try to mix it up. Well, have you ever made $1,000 in 30 seconds working that job?
No, ma'am.
Well, then let's see what we can do for you here right now.
All right.
That would be fun. You know, you'll have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with the letter of the day. Jeff is going to reveal what that is. And then our rules are quite simple. Don't repeat any of your answers. It's pretty much it. And then the key to winning really is to pass quickly.
Okay.
All right. Today you got the letter M.
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 Oh, nice.
As in Mason.
Mosh pit.
Melon. Mercury.
Mango.
Mona Lisa.
Michael.
Mazda.
Oh, yeah.
Maserati.
Motorcycle.
Montana. Mm-hmm. These are all good.
Yeah, I feel free.
Madagascar.
Those,
huh?
There's so many M words. Wow.
Find that on a map, Jen.
I can't find South Carolina. What are you talking about?
North Carolina.
Morrow.
That's right. A mixer.
So anyway, feel free to use those or not, or come up with your own.
Yep. You got options,
just
kid.
Throwing stuff out there.
Yep.
There's so 30 here seconds go. On the clock.
M it is. Here we go. With the letter M. Name something you do on a sunny day.
Meditate.
Something brown.
A maggot.
Something Cincinnati.
Pass.
A winter item.
Mittens.
Something political.
Pass.
Something fancy.
Mustang.
A country.
Madagascar.
A kitchen supply.
A meat tenderizer.
A clothing item.
Pass.
Darn it.
I like meat tenderizers.
That was good.
Good one.
Yeah. I threw a mixer to you.
Did you say something Cincinnati? Is that what you said?
She passed on that.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking Michael Flannery, if you would have accepted that.
Sure.
Of course.
Michael Flannery.
Or Mason.
Yeah. Mills.
Yeah. Mason. Yeah.
Sure.
Yep. Well, darn it. You got six. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
For your
first time.
You're welcome.
You got it. And we'll do it again tomorrow, so feel free to give us a try. Keep on playing until you win.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Hey,
you too. You too. You can go in now.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy your day.
All right.
I thought about you, Jeff, over the weekend. I went to a wedding.
Yeah?
And we also went to a wedding over the weekend, and we stayed at the Hilton Midtown, right close to here, because the wedding was at the 20th Century Theater. And we were on the bus going from the wedding to the venue with these people from Chicago who were just wonderful. But he was like, this is the first time he'd ever been here. And he was talking to us about how beautiful it was downtown. And then he goes, and the hills are everywhere.
God.
They're amazing.
The topography.
And I was like, that's so funny you said that, because my coworker, the first time he came here, he was like, it's so hilly here.
You know why that blew my mind? Was because I had never set foot in Cincinnati prior to the job interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this impression of Cincinnati being flat.
Like the most of the Midwest is.
Because that's what they said. They said, you know, how do you feel about living in the Midwest? I'm like, eh. And I thought, corn, wheat.
Yeah.
Rusty
corn,
bridges.
Corn, wheat, beans.
I was right about the bridges, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But he was just so complimentary talking about our downtown. Like, they had come in the night before, and he was like, I just love being able to, like, walk everywhere. Mm-hmm. Not that you can't in Chicago, but he was just like, you know, the one stadium is way over here, and then the Soldier Field is way over there, and then the White Sox is in this part of town.
It's like you spread out a little more.
Yes, and so he was very impressed with the fact that we could just, like, walk to all of these places.
I love that you can get from one side of town to the other relatively quickly.
Right.
So you were staying at the Hilton Netherlands downtown?
No. We were at the Hilton, this one close, Midtown.
Just the one by Rookwood there.
The one that's, it's like right by the Red Cross building and the management. You can see it from the highway. Yeah.
We almost bought land there. We almost ended up there one time.
Q102, the radio station.
We were seriously eyeing that property once to move there, I think.
Huh. Well, the hotel was lovely.
But it didn't come together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ultimately ended up here.
Wow.
Yeah. Is this fun and clever or just weird? A 26-year-old in Canada named Katrina Frost went on a date with a guy last month. And before they went out, he sent her a survey to make sure he planned a date that she would actually enjoy.
Okay.
I think it's creative.
Yeah, his name is Graham McCarthy. He's 29. And some of the questions he asked would be things like, all right, you know, what do you want to do? And he would give her options like dinner and a movie or hiking or ice skating. So she picked dinner and a movie.
Okay.
He also asked what kind of food she likes, if she had any dietary restrictions.
This is wonderful.
What time of the evening she would like to eat, and how fancy schmancy she wanted to get with it. And options on that one ranged from very formal to basically pajamas.
Okay.
She chose everyday casual.
I like this guy.
Once she took the survey, he texted her a formal invitation with details about the date, listing the restaurant and the movie they agreed to see. Then after the date, he sent her an optional exit survey so she could rate the date and rate him.
Oh, no. It sounds like he's got it. Did she like this process or was she like, oh, my God, can we please just go out?
I feel like the front,
I'll tell you in a minute.
The front survey was kind of like fun and playful and creative. The post-date survey, now you're getting a little maybe too officey, analytical sort of.
He's got a lot of time.
Data points.
And the questions on the exit survey were like, how awkward or charming was he?
Oh, that's funny.
And a jokey one that asked if she experienced any negative symptoms during the date, like nausea, butterflies, foot pain, and loss of taste or smell. Now, she didn't reveal all of her answers, but she did say the date itself was lovely, and he must have done something right because now they're dating.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
She liked it. She thought it was clever, cute.
She
considerate.
Obviously got a kick out of it, yeah.
You can tell that he put some thought and effort into it.
That's kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here's another story about a Florida homeowner being threatened with fines by his homeowner association.
For what? What'd he do?
You know, I have very definitive feelings, definitive views on this.
Okay.
Passionate feelings about this.
Okay.
He put his Christmas lights up too early. And my feeling about that is, dude, you chose to live in a neighborhood with these restrictions. You chose it for a reason, because you could pick a nice house anywhere, but you wanted to live in this neighborhood with these restrictions. So if you don't want to be told when you can and cannot put Christmas lights up or hang an American flag or whatever it is, why would you pick there?
See, a lot of those HOA rules, I just kind of look at them like they're suggestions.
A mere suggestion.
And you know, I think there are different levels of infractions when it comes to the, like, okay, considering everything that's going on in the world right now, if you want to put your Christmas lights up a week or two before you're supposed to, really, that's fine. Versus having an old car up on blocks in the middle of your front yard. That, okay, is not very appealing to look at. But that's got to go.
I think about people in Florida, and it just so happens we are talking about a Florida homeowner. And a lot of folks in Florida, you know, they choose neighborhoods specifically because it is a A, gated community.
Yep.
You know, B, it has certain restrictions about what you can and cannot, you know, hang out in your yard.
Yep.
The same thing with junky cars or boats,
right,
and yards and things like that. So evidently, Christmas lights is one of those things that's in the association rules. And now he's being threatened with fines for putting them out too early. Here's Michael Moffa, the homeowner, and the HOA's lawyer, Jonathan Ellison, talking about what happened.
Right before Christmas. Merry Christmas to us. Yeah. I mean, who could be a Grinch to kind of just send this out? I don't know.
They complained about either the lights or the decorations, which led the community manager to investigate it. If there's enough of the community that wants that changed, I believe generally the community association or the West Chase will listen to the residents and will make changes.
So we got to take our lights now, which we are not going to do.
Oh, so it's at West Chase.
Is it really
at
West Chase?
That's what you just said. We know where that is.
Did you hear the story? Maybe this is a different one, but the gentleman who put his lights up early, same sort of thing with the HOA. He was an older dude, and he hired a company to do it. And the only day they could come and put them up
was
a specific day, right? That's the only day they had available. So he hired them and put them up, and it was like 6 days ahead of the day they could do it, so he
and
got
he had
fined
to take
for
them down?
Or pay the 6 days of fines,
even if he didn't light them.
Wow,
correct. They're not even supposed to be hanging on your house.
Yeah, see,
all right,
that's
we gotta revisit that.
I'll find that story because I saw that on the news the other day.
That's a bit.
That's
much.
An unintended consequence of.
And you know, and I kind of feel like you have to have a certain percentage of the neighborhood that's upset with you before they do something. Like the HOAs that are always driving through the neighborhood, like looking for things, you know, their own little police department.
We got to find them because we got to buy marigolds for the front
that's
entrance
right.
next year.
Well, the kid who always volunteered to be the hall monitor.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. The second number on your mailbox is not perpendicular to the first number, therefore
I feel the same way. I do just but you
I know
chose
you know
to
what
live
you,
there.
Well, you know, and that's the thing too. I think a lot of people
gosh, I can't
kind of think that all right, they want it, but they don't want it like crazy.
So we go through that with our building in Florida, you can have one dog.
Mm-hmm.
Or two cats, and you know the dogs have to like be under a certain weight. And there are people who weekly somehow find a way to violate that rule, and not just in a small way, but like this dog is the size of a pony.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? Why do you have two of them?
Mm-hmm.
And it inevitably turns into a big fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're so clear about it. Like just going through the buying process, we had to be interviewed by the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a whole thing.
To even be considered if you were going to be able to buy?
It's not unclear.
Yeah, in some cases, yeah.
I get upset, though, because I'm like, I mean, I get if you still have your lights up in April or whatever. That, I think, is somewhat tacky. But I don't know. I feel like you're mad about Christmas lights. I mean, there's so many
other... feel like somebody that has just a little too much time on their hands and they're wound a little too tight.
But keep in mind...
I don't know.
Keep in mind one thing. Is with a lot of these, like, the residents voted on it.
Right.
You know, a lot of these things are because somebody brought it up in a meeting. You know, I motioned for this. You know, the ayes have it.
Yeah.
All right.
I know.
This is the community you choose to live in. This is how you wanted to run. And now there's this one rogue...
One rogue person.
Yeah. Anyway. What else? What else? What else? Oh, yeah. Grandmother and her granddaughter had the police called on them, and they were kicked out of the Baymont Inn and Suites in Georgia after they gave a negative review of their hotel room.
They were kicked out?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, so if you don't like it, you can just leave, apparently.
They reviewed it while they were still there?
Evidently. Mm. You might want to wait until you're out of there before you leave the review.
I see that happen all the time, like on these all-inclusive resorts. Like sometimes they have like Facebook groups that you can join before you go to kind of learn about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes on there, I'll see people, or even on TripAdvisor, people that are like, we're still here and it's horrible.
Well, give them a chance to resolve it first.
They've done nothing. It's like, well, okay.
Here's part of the 911 call.
911, where's your emergency?
The man is screaming at me.
Now, refusing to leave?
Yes.
He was saying, you get out now, I call the police.
Okay, what room are they in?
130.
Our subjects refusing to leave at the Baymont.
You said one lady and one what?
One small kid.
He was basically saying, you get out, you lie, you gave me bad review.
I told the ma'am, we are going to refund your money because I know that you didn't like the room. So we have all the right that you can leave the place and we are going to refund in full.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
I'm always kind of amazed, though, at how, regardless of the experience that we had, it seems like every hotel or business that we do business with, they are hitting you up hard for a review. And some of these reviews are not, they're not quick. Like, some of them can be time-consuming.
Yeah. Like,
and
surveys,
And I got to log into this in order for that to, and I'm, you know what, unless I have a real problem, can we just assume we're good?
Yeah.
Because this is costing me a lot of time.
Well, they
time.
Can't, because when you look at a hotel, like if you go to those hotel websites, whether hotels.com or Expedia or whatever it is.
Or Travelocity.
Or whatever. But that's the thing. People look at those and they read those reviews. They're just
they
like,
do.
I do.
They're very important, I will say, as a small business owner for our Airbnb.
You want to leave a good review.
They go a long way in helping us do what we need to do.
Future now, business.
I see. If
well,
you're,
it's easy to leave a review one way or another on Airbnb and VRBO.
Sure, their websites or apps make it very easy to do it. But I could see how it feels different when it's, you know.
It's like if I don't have a Travelocity account or a hotels.com account and I got to go through all these steps and hoops.
It's definitely a process. Leave
a just to say everything was fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they also ask you specifics about, like, what were the sheets like? What was this like? What was that? And you're like, I don't want to do
it.
Like,
remember.
I'm giving you 4 stars. I wasn't wowed, but I felt great.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Place needs a little updating. It's a little long in the tooth. But it's a nice building, and it had a cool view.
Didn't find any pubes.
Yeah.
No,
that's
we're good.
What you should write down.
Yep. Room service was
responsive.
That's
what Tim's going for, because he works hard to get every single one when he cleans.
Hey, you don't realize how many people on Earth are not aware of how many hairs they have on their body and how many come off their body.
Until?
And I'm not just talking about down there. I'm talking head to toe.
Everywhere.
Until you clean someone's house on a regular that has nothing but white in it. And then you're like, oh, my God.
What is happening?
I've had that happen, though, with, like, car service. Like, service. How was your experience in our service department? It was fine. It was routine maintenance. Well, can you expand on that? Expand on what? It was an oil change.
Yeah.
Dave called my name. I dropped off the car. Dave called me. I paid.
Right. It wasn't bad.
I paid
it wasn't
Cindy.
Good. It was just...
she gave me the keys. We're good.
But those guys get bonused on that.
Yeah.
They do. And so that's why they're so pushy about filling out the survey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where I get my car maintenance, they say to me specifically, like, if you're not going to give us a 10 out of 10, we need to resolve that now. And we want you to fill it out and give us a 10 out of 10. Because I think they get money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incentives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but don't tell me, hey, you know, anything less than outstanding, we don't get a bonus.
I mean, I don't think they say it like that, but that's the
That's
feel.
Been said to me before
at
other places,
wow.
Which I'm like,
yeah.
Feels like you're trying
now
to skew the
not
results
getting a
here.
Bonus.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, this man and a woman who have never met each other in person. They've never met each other in person. Got married over Zoom.
Why?
Wow.
Why would they do that?
He lives in Michigan. She lives in the UK. I guess it was over a COVID lockdown Facebook group initially. Yeah, so I guess the relationship works.
I got married to my husband, who lives in America, over Zoom, even though we haven't met in person yet. We started talking because I approached him, put on my big girl pants, and I messaged him first. I got his information from his mum.
This is Jen's ideal relationship.
Perfect.
You don't have to share anything.
I know.
Not space, not food. You don't have to fight over the temperature in the room.
That's right. We just chat every once in a while.
Yep. And when you're annoyed with it, you just, you know,
hang up.
Lie and say you had a connection issue.
There you go.
Learn that one out. I don't know what happened.
It's that easy.
Yeah. By the way, I got to play an update. I love this. You know, the Texas mom who went viral. by posting videos of herself embarrassing her 12-year-old son. Mommy loves you!
Oh, yeah, I remember
those
that.
Those are the greatest.
You played that. Didn't you play like the audio from that?
Yeah, every time one comes out, we played examples of it. Well, her 12-year-old son has finally got the payback she deserves. This after she drops off her son at school.
I love you.
I love you too.
I hope you have a marvelous day.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you. Hope you have a great day. Don't forget to put on your adult diapers when you get to work so you don't have another accident.
I love you. Bye.
That's really funny.
Don't forget to put on your adult diaper so you don't have another accident like last time.
That's cute.
Yeah.
What a fun relationship for a mother-son, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Playful.
Parents who derive joy out of embarrassing their kid.
Yeah. That is one of the perks of being a parent. I mean, that is something that I think, you know, you have to take advantage of when you can.
Yeah. Hey, I was looking at the lottery. So what is it? Powerball or Mega Millions is up to $213 million.
Oh, God. I think it's the Powerball. I have to make sure because I put this up on the Facebook page.
As if $1 million wouldn't be a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, these days. Right. With inflation, Jeff.
That would still be life-changing for most people.
It would be certainly helpful, yeah. Right?
Do you want my $20 now?
Or it is. It's the Powerball jackpot is estimated at $213 million for Monday's drawing.
Let's do it.
How much are we doing? I don't even know if I have any money.
Or if you're lucky enough to be driving behind an armored car where the doors fly. This happened. Authorities looking for suspects after Cashman flying out of the back of an armored truck on the San Diego freeway.
And the money was all over the highway?
Yeah, people started picking up the money.
People are celebrating and saying, it's cash, and they're running around and they're just grabbing him with both hands. Everybody was getting along, no problem. Everybody was really happy and excited.
Yeah, because there's enough to go around for everybody.
How does money just fly out of an armored car? How does that even happen?
That's like out of a movie.
Won't they track them down, though? Like, they're all posted on social media with their money that are not theirs.
Yeah, relatively easy to do. Here's attorney Greg Wiseman talking about what
people get the wrong idea. They think finders keepers. They might think possession is 9/10 of the law. They've heard that colloquialism somewhere, but that's not the law.
No.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah.
The law is you gotta give it back. Womp womp.
Yep. All right. Gonna take a break here. Coming up, how not to be a bad Thanksgiving guest. First, let's check the roads. We got Denise standing by here with your final look at traffic in the morning. Unless something breaks between now and this afternoon, what do we have?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.